Lecture topic, importance of settling debts, part 2.
After the battle of Badr, where Abu Jahl died, Safwan bin Umayyah and Umair bin Wahab sitting in the Haram Sharif. So Safwan bin Umayyah made a comment and he said, Wallahi ma fil aynfi ba'dahum khair. Wallah, since Abu Jahl died, there's no more pleasure living in this world. So Umair bin Wahab said, you have taken the words out of my tongue. I just have two obstacles, otherwise I would have assassinated this man. Wallahi lawla daynun alayya. Wallahi lawla daynun alayya. Wa'iyalun indi akhsa alayhim al-day'a. Larakibtu ila Muhammadin hatta aqtulahu. Wallahi, if it was not for my debts, if it was not for my debts and my wife and children, I would have gone and assassinated Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now. But I'm worried about my debts. I cannot embark on any journey until I don't settle my debts. The fuqaha unanimously agree. There's a consensus of the scholars that person who has debts should not go for nafil umrah. How will it be then lawful for him to go on vacation after vacation and live in hotels and drive cars more exclusive than his creditor? The debtor is living in more luxury than the creditor. And absolutely no guilt, he will greet you. Brothers in Islam, there's no liquidation. There's no insolvency. You pay here or you pay in akhirat, but inevitably you pay. The choice is yours. Akhirat, the currency is amal. When we're going to an airport and we need a cold ring or we're flying out, we say, rather buy it here, the airport is expensive. Why the same can of coke I have to pay three times? Wallah, pay it in cents or rands or dollars. In akhirat, your namaz will go as it is. We have weak namaz. Allah alone knows if it's accepted. But that will be the currency of akhirat, if you may understand. Inevitably, a man will pay either here or there. That is the principle of Allah. That is the promise of Allah. So this was the level of taqwa in Sahaba, and to this extent they were particular about not taking the rights of someone. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and many ahadith substantiate this, I'll just mention this incident first, Umair bin Wahab. He says, if it wasn't for my debts, I would have gone and assassinated this man now. So Safwan bin Umayyah told him, I will settle your debts. Because I know till your debts are not settled, you will not leave, so I will settle your debts. And I will take care of your wife and children, you go. After he was given the assurance that his debts would be settled, that is the time he left. And who knows, perhaps this was the quality then makes him fortunate that when he comes to Madinah Munawwara, Sayyidina Umar looks at him and he said, Wallahi ma ja'a illa li sharrin ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, this man has come with ulterior motives. He grabs him by his shirt and drops him before Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Da'hu ya Umar, leave him Umar. Udnu minni ya Umar, come close Umar. Ma ja'a bika ya Umar, what makes you come? O Nabi of Allah, I have come to set my son free because he's been captured as the Muslims. Nabi alayhi salam says, Ma bal is safe, then why did you come with a sword? He says, no, I just carry a sword by the way, casually. Nabi alayhi salam says, no, Umair, come I tell you, yourself and Safwan were sitting in the haram in Makkah. And Safwan said, there's no more pleasure left after Abu Jahl died. So you agreed. Then you told him, if it wasn't for your debts and your wife, you would have assassinated me. So he gave you the undertaking, he'd settle your debts, and he will take care of your wife and children. He stood up and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I bring iman on the oneness of Allah and the finality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I put my trust and my reliance on that being that has informed you. This was a discussion that was exclusive. Hada amrun lam yahdurhu illa ana wa Safwan. Some third being has informed you and I bring iman on that being. So even a kafir in his kufr, in his deviation, had understood the importance and the need of settling his debts. In the battle of Jamal, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu calls his son and he tells his son, إِنَّهُ لَا يُقْتَلْ الْيَوْمِ إِلَّا ظَالِمٌ أَوْ مَظْلُومٌ. Oh my son, today the battle will take place. وَإِنِّي سَأُرَانِي أُقْتَلْ الْيَوْمِ مَظْلُومٌ. Listen to this mature discussion and responsible son on the battlefield. The father has put on his armor and his kafan. He makes farewell to his family. He calls his most eldest son, Zubair. And he tells him, Zubair, I'm going in the battle. I don't think I'm going to return. Today we think we have intellectual children who are perhaps chartered accountants so they can do our calculations better. We learn in the hadith that no child can compensate his father. There is one way out that comes in the hadith, that if a child finds his father as a slave, if he buys the freedom of his father, purchases his father and sets his father free, then inshallah such a man has done justice to the obligation and he has fulfilled the rights of his father. In the same breath, to slightly expand on that hadith, we not saying that it is definite he will have the same virtue, but if any child and any person wants to be kind to his parent who is alive or is late, who has left behind debts, if this child can take a responsible role and earn and settle the debts of his father and make his father feel comfortable that whatever the amount is, oh my father, it is on me. Inshallah, in the light of this hadith, we hope Allah will also record this child as an obedient child who has done justice and has been loyal to the kindness of his parents. Those of us that Allah has given us wealth and we have such a similar situation, let us capitalize on such a virtue and take advantage of it and earn the du'as of our parents and the pleasure of Allah. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu calls his son and he says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُقْتَلَ الْيَوْمِ إِلَّا ظَالِمٌ أَوْ مَظْلُومٌ وَإِنِّي سَأُرَانِي أُقْتَلَ الْيَوْمِ مَظْلُومٌ. Oh my son, I think today your father will be dying. The riwayat comes in Muslim Sharif. Listen to this hadith very attentively. وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ هَمِّي لَدَيْنِي. And my son, you know, the greatest worry I have is my death. It's been worrying me. I'm going in the battlefield. I'm going to inshallah be martyred today. I'm leaving you in charge as the trustee of my estate and I have my debts. بِعْمَا لَنَا وَقْضِ دَيْنِ. My last words to you, father and son, final discussion on the plains, on the battlefield, recorded in Muslim Sharif. Father tells his son, oh my son, whatever valuable, whatever properties we have, sell it, and number one, after you finish with my ghusl and my kafan, settle my debts. وَأَوْصَى بِالثُّلُثِ. And then he makes his wasiyat bequest in one third. وَثُلُثِهِ لِبَنِيهِ. And one third of the third in which a person can express his own desire. He said, a third of that after settling all of my debts, if anything remains, then a third must go to your children, that is my grandchildren. Hisham, who is the narrator of the hadith, says, وَكَانَ بَعْضِ وُلْدِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ قَدْ وَازَ بَعْضَ بَنِ الزُّبَيْرِ. Some of the Zubair radiallahu anhu's sons in age were the same of his grandsons. So he tells his son, I'm going to settle my debts. I don't know what it amounts to. And if there is anything remaining, a third of that must go to your children. That is my grandchildren. وَلَهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ تِسْعُ بَنِينَ تِسْعَةُ بَنِينَ وَتِسْعُ بَنَاتِ. He leaves behind 9 sons, 9 daughters and 4 wives. Ready to move in the path of Allah. Such were the children of those days. So responsible they were. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu says, Abdullah says, فَجَعَلَ يُوصِينِ بِالدَّيْنِ. I'm seeing my father for the last time and he's only stressing and harping upon the settling of debts. He's repeating it, reiterating it, please settle my debts, settle my debts, settle my debts. Today Allah forgive, a man is critically ill. He's been hospitalized in ICU. The chances of his death are more definite, but he doesn't mention of settling his debts. The man's death is definite. And if he mentions, he will mention those that owe him. Then my father tells me, إِنْ عَجَزْتَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ فَاسْتَعِنْ عَلَيْهِ بِمَوْلَايَ. Oh my son, settle my debts. And if in the process while settling my debts, you encounter any difficulty, just tell my master must help you out. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, قَالَ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا دَرَيْتُ مَا أَرَادْ حَتَّى قُلْتُ يَا أَبَتِ وَمَنْ مَوْلَاكَ. I asked my father, Abba, repeat that, I must ask your master. I don't know who is your master. Who is your master? Tell me please, oh my father. So the father says, oh my son, Allah Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا وَقَعْتُ فِي كُرْبَةٍ مِّن دَيْنِهِ إِلَّا قُلْتُ يَا مَوْلَى الزُّبَيْرِ اِقْضِ عَنْهُ دَيْنَهُ. Wallah, whenever I encountered any difficulty in settling the debts of my father, I lifted my hands and I said, oh, the Lord of Zubair, assist and aid Zubair. Instantly Allah would make arrangements and the debts were settled. And if I may add another hadith in Abu Dawud, one person came to Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, duyunun lazamatni wa humumun. Humumun lazamatni wa duyunun. O Nabi of Allah, I have worries and I have overwhelming debts. I cannot sleep. Nabi alayhi salam said, Afala u'allimuka kalaman idha qultahu adhab Allahu hammaka wa qada anka daynak. Should I not teach you a dua which if you commonly read, Allah will settle your debts and remove your problems? Please, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, قُلْ إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْهَمِّ وَالْحُزْنِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْعَجْزِ وَالْكَسْلِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْبُخْلِ وَالْجُبْنِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. قَالَ فَفَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ فَأَذْهَبَ اللَّهُ هَمِّي وَقَضَى عَنِّي دَيْنِي. رواه أبو داود. Read this dua, memorize this dua. The Sahabi says, I read this dua, Allah settled all my debts and removed all my problems. Anyway, my father passed away. He left behind 9 sons, 9 daughters, and 4 wives. وَلَمْ يَدَعْ دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. But he hadn't left behind 1 dirham nor dinar. إِلَّا أَرْضَيْن. He left behind 2 plots, 2 pieces of land. مِنْهَا الْغَابَ. One was a land by the name of غَابَ. إِحْدَى عَشَرَةَ دَارًا بِالْمَدِينَةِ. 11 houses he owned in Medina. دارين بالبصرة, 2 houses in Basra. دارم بالكوفة, 1 house in Kufa. دارم بمصر, 1 house in Egypt. 11 houses in Medina, 2 houses in Basra, 1 house in Kufa, and 1 in Misr. This is what my father left behind. Then he elaborates, Wallahi ma waliya jiyabatan qattu. My father was never a governor. My father had never had any post. Whatever he owned was the barakat of jihad which came to him in his share of striving in the path of Allah. Whatever he owned, be it the land, be it the homes, this was the barakat that came to him as his allotted share of the spoils of the war. And then, فَحَسَبْتُهُ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ. He said, my father passed away, I got involved in the burial, and then I started doing the calculations. فَوَجَدْتُهُ أَلْفَيْ أَلْفٍ وَمِئَتَيْ أَلْفٍ. My father's debts amounted to 2,200,000 dirhams. The question then arises, Malana, why are you stressing that it is unlawful to take loans? Even Sahaba had taken loans. Yes, my brother, Sahaba had taken loans. Wallahi, if you have the intention of the intention with which Sahaba had taken, then you can take double the amount you are taking. He says, let me explain to you how my father had so many debts. The riwayat is in Muslim Sharif. A person would come to my father and would tell him that, oh Zubair, I am leaving this amanat with you, so much money, would you keep it with me? Would you keep it with you? My father was so particular about the property of others that my father would decline. And my father would say, no, you are going to leave this by me as a trust, I will not accept it. If you leave it as an amanat, and then tomorrow someone steals it, or it is burnt, without negligence on my part, then your property will be lost, for which I am not answerable, and that is the Islamic ruling. Let's secure your wealth, the trust that you are putting, I will take it as a loan. So whether burn or stole, your money intact. Whether burn or stole, your money intact. He didn't go and knock the door of anyone. People trusted him. When they came to leave their money, he said, why you leaving money with me? I got no problem. But if it's stolen and I am not negligent, your money is gone. A better way to secure your money is I take it as walakin huwa salafun. It's my debt. When I've taken it as a debt, now I have to pay. So this is how my father was indebted, and this is how it amounted to 2,200,000. Anyway, I decided I have to settle the debts of my father. فَلَقِيَ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ إِبْنِ زُبَيْرِ حَكِيمُ بْنُ حِزَامٍ. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu says, one day while walking after the demise of my father, I met Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu anhu. And Hakim ibn Hizam asked me, يَبْنَ أَخِي كَمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِي مِنَ الدَّيْنِ. My nephew, tell me, your father passed away. If you don't mind me asking you a question, what was the outstanding debts of your father? I just want curious to know. So Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu says, Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, فَكَتَمْتُهُ فَقُلْتُ مِئَةُ أَلْفٍ. I thought in my heart, my father told me I must only take help from his master, that is Allah, and I mustn't take help from anyone else. So I did not want to reveal the exact figure so that this man sympathizes on me and he comes and aids me. My father gave me strict instructions. I must settle his debts and his debts must be solved between him and Allah. So I didn't tell the man the true amount. I said my father is owing 100,000. Meanwhile the amount was 2,200,000. When I said my father was owing 100,000, so Hakim ibn Hizam looked at me and he said, Ma ara amwalakum tasa'u hadihi. Oh, Abdullah, I don't think your father's assets value 100,000. So he says, I smile and I told him, just for argument's sake, you are saying it doesn't value 100,000 and my father's debts are 100,000. If I tell you my father's debts are 2,200,000, what will you say then? Which was the true amount? He says, then by all the more I will say you won't be able to pay. He says, anyway, Jazakallah, whatever it is, Jazakallah for your input. Hazrat Hakim ibn Hizam then says, don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to be curious in the matter of your father. The only reason I have asked, in ajaztum an shay'in minhu fasta'inu bi. If you have any difficulty, without mentioning, you can come to me, inshallah, I will settle the entire amount. This is the second aspect of my talk, which we will discuss. Those of us that Allah has given us wealth, indeed the constructing of masjid is an act of reward and it is meritorious. But my brother, if Allah has given you wealth, وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ مِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ إِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا وَآتُوهُمْ مِمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. Allah says, those among you, addressing the master of that slave Mukatib, those among you whose slaves want to earn their freedom and they ask you, then agree to this and sign a deal that if they pay you so much, you will set them free. By this way, Islam encouraged freedom of slaves in lieu of an X amount. Now after this master, understand, after this master made an agreement with his slave, to which we are likening the debtor. After this master has made an agreement with the slave, that if you pay me 20,000, I will set you free. Now this slave has the debt of 20,000. Allah now intercedes on behalf of the slave to the entire Muslim public, the broader Muslim masses, and Allah says, وَآتُوهُمْ مِمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. That, oh, the general Muslim, your brother is indebted, Allah has given you money, help and reduce the burden on your brother and pay him, Allah will help you on the day of Qiyamah. Allah has interceded on this man. Wallahi, if Allah has given us money, and there are those people, may Allah reward them abundantly. So many of us have the opportunity of saving so many people from interest, from banks. Allah has given us the money. Nabi alayhi salam says, he who will be lenient to his debtor and will grant him grace, in lieu of every day that he grants grace, he will be given the reward of sadaqah. Every day. So if you're giving grace for 1 week, 7 days of charity on your part, a month, 1 month of charity. Man andara mu'asiran, he who will give grace to any person that has debt, or he will pardon it. Aballahu Allahu fi dhillihi, yawma la dhilla illa dhillu. Allah will give him shelter under his throne on that day where there will be no shade other than the shade of Allah. He says, Hakim ibn Hizam was a very, very generous sahabi. In the time of Nabi alayhi salam, there were certain wealthy people. And perhaps we could ask those amongst us whom Allah has given wealth to. Nabi alayhi salam, they had such trust on Nabi alayhi salam, and their wealth was so available for deen, that whenever there was a genuine case, without consulting, Nabi alayhi salam could refer them. That go to so and so, and tell them we must give you so much. There were those sahabi who, as soon as a case was referred from Nabi alayhi salam, and the beauty of those sahabi was their wealth was so available, whatever amount was asked, they would add to it. Anytime, if it meant on one day 10 people come in referred by the Nabi of Allah, sanctioned by the Nabi of Allah, they would give that amount and increase to it. So those of us that Allah has given wealth, indeed this is but another avenue to come close to Allah. One person passed away, Huzaifa radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. Utiya Allahu ta'ala bi'abdin min ibadihi. He appeared before Allah. Allah asked him, what did you do in this world? وَلَا يَكْتُمُونَ اللَّهَ حَدِيثًا. Knowing very well that no one can conceal from Allah. He says, oh Allah, آتَيْتَنِي مَالَكْ. Oh my Allah, you gave me some of your wealth. فَكُنْتُ أُبَايِعُ النَّاسِ. I used to deal with people. وَكَانَ مِنْ خُلُقِي الْجَوَازِ. And part of my nature was to be lenient to those that did not have money. At times I would forgive them, at times I would overlook, at times I used to give them grace. I did it solely for your pleasure. Allah Ta'ala answered and Allah said, أَنَا أَحَقُّ بِذَا مِنْكَ. That is my quality. If you are resembling me, so I am going to exercise that quality on you. Just as you overlook the wealth of others, I have overlooked the wrong of yours, go Jannat is yours. Of course, it would be the irony for the debtor to walk out here with the virtue of giving grace, and for the creditor to walk out here with the stern warnings. Like a beggar came to my door, and I'm telling him, "Boy, don't you know you mustn't beg?" And he tells me, "Don't you know when a beggar comes, you mustn't refuse?" So let us see what is the implication to me. I got to give him. Nabi alayhi salam says, "Wa in jaa ala farasin," even if that beggar comes mounted on a horse, meaning with exclusive conveyance, he has come as a beggar, give him. If he is not justified in taking, he is taking Jahannam. But your duty is to give. Coming back to the incident, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu, speaking of Hakim ibn Hizam. So there were those people among Sahaba who made themselves available. Oh my nephew, I'm not trying to inquire about the wealth of your father. All I'm saying, if you have any financial problem, let me know. And I will settle the entire amount. He says, no, Jazakallah, I appreciate it. Hakim ibn Hizam was a very wealthy Sahabi. In fact, even prior to the advent of Islam, he was wealthy. And he was very generous. Nabi alayhi salam told him, Aslamta ala ma aslakta min khayrin. It was all the good that you did as a kafir that endowed you with iman. It endowed you and favored you with iman. He started now assessing the value, the properties of his father. He came to that land, Ghaba. His father had purchased this land for 170,000 dirhams. He demarcated the land into different pieces and plots, and he valued that same land at 1,600,000. And he said, "Ala man kana ala Zubairi shay'un falyuwafina bil ghaba." Listen, anybody my father owed money to, he must come and meet Zubair Abdullah at Ghaba, and inshallah we will settle his debt for him there. So Abdullah bin Jafar radiallahu anhu came and he met Abdullah bin Zubair. He says, "You know what, your late father owed me 400,000 dirhams. In shi'tum taraktuha lakum, but I have a desire to forgive it, man. I don't need that 400,000. So if you don't mind, I don't need the money." 400,000 dirhams. Today Allah forgive, a brother is asking his own brother for 4 rand. Brother asking his own brother. Making money out of blood. Your father owed me 400, but really I don't need it. So if you don't mind, I want to call it off and you can, not bad debt says write it off. I'm saying you can cancel it, I don't need it. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair says, no, my father's wasiyat was, I must settle his debts and I want to pay you. So then Abdullah bin Jafar says, okay, you want to pay me, no problem. Let's do this. In shi'tum ja'altumuha fima tu'akhiruna in akhartum. Make it like this, you pay me last. The last creditor to pay is me. So settle everybody else, I'm in no hurry, leave me for the last. He says, no, I want to settle you now. My father, his last words were settle my debts. So no grace, no pardoning. Let's talk, 400,000. Either in cash or you want to take a piece of land. He says, all right, give me a piece of land. So he says, okay, from here. Now I will show you the barakat of his kindness. In the very same hadith, it elaborates that he was lenient, he was not demanding. Although the hadith emphasizes that the creditor has the right to be harsh. Nabi alayhi salam is sitting, the riwayat is in Bukhari. One person comes and he demands from Nabi alayhi salam what he borrowed. فَأَغْلَبَ لَهُ. He's harsh, he's abrupt. فَهَمَّ أَصْحَابُهُ. Sahaba got up. Said, how can you speak to Nabi alayhi salam like this? Nabi alayhi salam said, دَعُوهُ فَإِنَّ لِصَاحِبِ الْحَقِّ مَقَالًا. Leave this man, the man been owed money to, it's his rights. People are talking of democratic rights and this rights. These are the rights afforded to him by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That the Nabi of Allah justified his sternness and his harshness. That the Nabi of Allah allowed the creditor to be harsh to him himself. Nabi Sassim said, leave him. Let him speak. It's his right. وَاشْتَرُوا لَهُ بَعِيرًا. And go and buy one camel now and give him his camel back. Sahaba went immediately. لَا نَجِدُ إِلَّا أَفْضَلْ مِنْ سِنِّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, we only find a camel better than the one you borrowed. What must we do? We can't find the same one. Nabi Sassim said, give him one better. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَكُمْ أَحْسَنَكُمْ قَضَاءً. The best among you is he who pays and pays better than what he receives. In fact, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, Nabi alayhi salam took a loan from me, فَقَضَانِي وَزَادَنِي. He paid me and he gave me extra. Now there's something important to understand here. We have been taught that when you take a loan from a person, you should pay him back and you should pay him extra. If the condition is made, it becomes interest. If the man demands it, it becomes interest. So the agreement is, I will pay you, I borrowed 50,000, I will pay you 50,000. It is not compulsory, and if that man demands it, it's interest. If he says, I want more, it's interest. But the command of the Nabi of Allah to you is, as the debtor, in your appreciation for the man borrowing you, without informing him, without it being official, on a note of kindness, at the time you pay him back as a token of appreciation. In fact, Abdullah ibn Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu says, Istaqrada minni nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 40,000. Nabi alayhi salam came and borrowed 40,000 dirhams from me. So even the Nabi of Allah borrowed. And those of us that will borrow, Allah will give us the opportunity of borrowing our wealth to pious people. And those that will mise, like I always mention, the man that mises and does not open his dastarkhan to feed people, then we will find a situation that such people will mise, that they even refuse to be hospitable to Musa and Khidr alayhi salam. فَأَبَوْا أَن يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا. And those that will open their doors to feed, Allah will bring pious people in the house. Those that will give their wealth, Allah will make their wealth go in the hands of pious people. Nabi alayhi salam took 40,000 dirhams from me. When wealth came to him, faja'ahu malun. When he received from wealth, he came back to me and he gave it to me. Nabi alayhi salam gave me my money back and he praised me and he said, innama jaza'u salaf alhamdu wal ada. Indeed, the appreciation of a loan is to pay it back in full and to give extra also without a condition. As soon as it's made as a condition, it's interest. And then Nabi alayhi salam made dua for me. Barakallahu fi ahlik wa malik. Abdullah, may Allah give you barakat in your health and your wealth. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, this is the appreciation of a loan, that pay the man his money and make dua for him. This is the teachings. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَقَالَ لَأُوتَيَنَّ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا. Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu anhu asked bin Wail, a kafir, was owing some money. So Khabbab radiallahu anhu went to him to ask him for his money. So he said, no, I won't pay you your money until you don't deny the oneness of Allah and the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a kafir. So Khabbab radiallahu anhu says, that is impossible. You can die in front of me and stand up, still too I will not deny the oneness of Allah. So then this Ask bin Wail mocking him and telling him, oh, you believe in life after death. Okay, you know what, when I'm resurrected, then I'll have money, you must come and collect it from me in paradise. Mocking at him, laughing at him. Allah revealed the verse. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَقَالَ لَأُوتَيَنَّ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا أطلع الغيب أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. He's making promises like this. Let him know, never mind having anything there. What he has, will take that also away from him. ونرثه ما يقول ويأتينا فردا. He will come alone, he will have nothing, never mind collecting anything there. And that kafir, we must understand, because of this belief, every kafir will enjoy, or rather will have to face the consequences of eternity in Jahannam. However, those kuffar who snatched the rights of people, who insulted, who hurt, who done evil, their punishment and penalty will be much more severe than the other kuffar. ثُمَّ لَنَنْزِعَنَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شِيعَةٍ أَيُّهُمْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَنِ عِتِيَّةٍ. Nevertheless, Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu tells Abdullah bin Jafar, okay, from here till there, that is your property. In view of the payment, are you happy? He says, I am happy. He took that, the debt has been settled. Then from there, Hazrat Abdullah went to Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He asked Hazrat Muawiyah, kam quwwimatil ghaba? Muawiyah radiallahu anhu asked him, that land your father left behind, ghaba, what is it valued at? So he said, kullu sahmin bi mi'ati alfin. We valued every plot at 100,000. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, how many pieces have you got left? He said, I have 4.5 left. Amr ibn Uthman was present there, Zubair ibn Munzir and Ibn Zam'a. Every one of them said, I'll take, qad akhadtu sahman bi mi'ati alfin. Amr ibn Uthman said, I will take one piece for 100,000. Mundir ibn Zubair said, I will take one piece for 100,000. And Ibn Zam'ah said, I will take one piece for 100,000. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, how much left? He says, 1.5. How much you want? 150,000. I'll take it. Settled everything, the land sold. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, after purchasing that 1.5 plot for 150,000, he needed that other plot which Hazrat Abdullah bin Jafar had taken in lieu of his payment. So he told Abdullah bin Jafar, you took this here, if you want, you don't want to sell it to me. Abdullah bin Jafar said, no problem, I'll sell it to you for 600,000. He took it in lieu of 400,000. He was lenient, he was kind. He hardly took it with the dua of that man, and he sold that very same land. Instantly Allah gave him the barakah of 200,000. When there will be honesty, when there will be principles, then Allah will give barakah. In Bukhari there is a riwayat, one sahabi Nabi alayhi salam sent him with 1 dinar to purchase a sheep. So he went, he purchased 2 sheep, then he sold 1 sheep, and he got the dinar back. So now he is coming to the Nabi of Allah, فَجَاءَ بِشَاتٍ وَدِينَارٍ. He has the sheep also and he has the dinar also. Nabi alayhi salam said, Subhanallah, I sent you with 1 dinar, you come in with a dinar and a sheep. Nabi alayhi salam got so happy and made dua for him. The sahaba said, Allah gave him so much barakah. Brothers, barakah will come. فَكَانَ لَوْ اِشْتَرَى تُرَابًا لَرَبِحَ بِهِ. Wallah, if that sahabi even touched soil, he would have made barakah and he would have made profit out of sand also. He says, anyway, after he settled the debt, فَجَاءَ بَنُ الزُّبَيْرِ. All his brothers came and they said, اِقْسِمْ بَيْنَنَا مِيرَاتَنَا. Where's our father's money? Father died 4 years ago. So many years ago. Where's our father's money? So Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, وَاللَّهِ لَا أَقْسِمْ بَيْنَكُمْ حَتَّى أُنَادِي بِالْمَوْسَمْ 4 سِنِينَ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ عَلَى الزُّبَيْرِ شَيْءٌ فَلْيُوَافِنَا فَلْنَأْتِهِ. You are talking of your rights and your inheritance from your father. Allah's Qasam, I will not distribute a cent until in 4 successive Hajj seasons. I do not announce, because that is the time everybody will come into Mecca. There's an influx of people in Mecca. For 4 successive years, I will announce in Hajj season, is there anyone that my father owed money to? Please come and claim it. I want to settle it. If after 4 years nobody comes and claims, then you come and speak and I'll give you your father's money. Every year he announced. Why? Because my father, despite martyrdom, is in problems if his debts are not settled. Yet a man is coming with proof and you denying it. Here he is asking, please come, you don't need proof. Your word, I take it and I will settle your debt. For 4 years he announced. No person came. After 4 years, he called his brothers. And then he distributed their share. وَدَفَعَ الثُّلُثِ. And he gave 1/3 of what his father told him to his grandchildren. Now listen, we think we have money, brothers. Through the barakat of jihad, 4 wives. فَأَصَابَ كُلُّ مْرَأَةٍ مِئَةُ أَلْفٍ وَأَلْفَيْ. Every woman's share was 1,200,000 dirhams. That's maybe the barakat of 4 wives. Every woman's share was 1,200,000 dirhams. And the woman, that is from 1/8. 1/8 of the estate. So then the question is, Mana, what was the entire estate? The riwayat of Muslim Sharif, I quote, فَجَمِيعُ مَالِهِ 50,000,000 و 200,000. He left behind an estate valued at 50,200,000 dirhams. Brothers, in the initial stages when a janazah was brought, the first question Nabi alayhi salam asked, has he left behind debts? Yes. Is there enough money to settle it? No. Sallu ala sahibikum. Do me a favor. One of you perform the janazah of your companion. I do not want to perform the janazah of that man who died leaving debts not settled. There were too many incidents like this. Of course, then the kind nature of Nabi alayhi salam, and that which makes the conclusion of my talk. فَلَمَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْفُتُوحِ. When Allah opened the doors of wealth, prosperity, Nabi alayhi salam stood up, khatiban, and he said, oh people, listen, whenever a janazah was brought, the question remains the same, his debts have to be settled. When I didn't have money, I didn't want to take and perform his namaz. I handed him over to you. Now that Allah Ta'ala has opened up the doors of wealth and prosperity, أَنَا أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ مَنْ تَرَكَ مَالًا فَلِأَهْلِهِ وَمَنْ تَرَكَ دَيْنًا أَوْ ضِيَاعًا فَعَلَيَّ. If any of my ummati dies now, Allahu Akbar, may Allah give hidayah to the wealthy category of this ummah who have the opportunity of reviving on this sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam says, if any of my ummati dies now, leaving behind wealth, leaving behind an empire, despite being his Nabi, I don't want to claim a cent from his money. However, if any ummati dies behind leaving debts and leaving children, then tell him his Nabi will settle his debts and his Nabi will father his children. And this was the same message he passed on to his Sahaba. The riwayat is in Bukhari. Qatada radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. We were sitting with Nabi alayhi salam. Idh udhiya bi janazatin. A janaza was brought. First question, hal alayhi daynun? Is there any debts on this disease? No. Nabi alayhi salam went forward, performed salah. Idh utiya bi janazatin ukhra, second janaza brought. Any debts left on this man? Yes, O Nabi of Allah. Has he left behind anything? Yes, 3 dinars. His debts amounted to 3 dinars. It was considered a debt. 3 dinars. His debts were 3 dinars and he left behind 3 dinars. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed his janaza. Third sahabi was brought. Has he left behind any debts? Yes, O Nabi of Allah. Has he left, hal taraka min wafain? Has he left behind money to settle the debts? No, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, okay, then you perform his janaza. Hazrat Abu Qatada said, I stood there and I said, Allah has given me wealth. Am I going to deprive my companion from the Nabi of Allah making dua? I said, alayya daynuhu ya Rasulallah. O Nabi of Allah, go forward, I'll settle his debts. Go forward, I'll settle it. Fataqaddam, who is there in the ummah to come forward and to shelter that poor pauper who died, who was living hand to mouth, who barely earned little to have shelter over him, to buy a car and inquire and settle him. The next hadith that follows, another hadith of this nature, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, a janaza was brought. Nabi alayhi salam asked, has he got any debts behind? Yes, O Nabi of Allah. Has he left behind money? No, O Nabi of Allah. Ali, then you take care of his janaza. Ali radiallahu anhu said, ya Allah, it came in my heart. How can I deprive this man of the janaza? Understand how grave the situation is. That Nabi who came as the most kind person, even he did not want to perform the janaza of people in his ummah. Indeed, the crime must be severe for such a caring, loving, compassionate Nabi not to perform janaza. Janaza namaz was such a great thing that there was one woman who passed away who used to come and clean. She was an Abyssinian woman who used to clean the masjid. She passed away one night. The next morning, Sahaba thought that, you know, she was a woman, nobody really knew her. So why must we disturb Nabi alayhi salam? They attended to her ghusl and her kafan and they buried her. The next, after a few days, Nabi Sassam seen that that woman was no longer cleaning the masjid. Nabi Sassam said, where is that woman that used to come and clean? Sahaba said, no, Nabi of Allah, she passed away. And we thought that, you know, she's not a person of such importance. And you were sleeping. We didn't feel it advisable to disturb your sleep. Nabi Sassam said, no, you must wake me up. Don't you know these graves are full of darkness? With my namaz, Allah brightens them. Don't you know these graves are full of darkness? With my namaz, Allah brightens them. And here the Nabi of Allah says, despite that I'm not reading the namaz, you read it. My brother, your hajj, your umrah, I repeat, because this is the situation, the predicament, the plight in which we find ourselves. They're camouflaging the situation, feeling that the matter is solved. The matter is critical. The janaza was brought. The Nabi of Allah asked, is there anyone to perform his janaza? Is there any debts? Yes, O Nabi of Allah. Has he settled the debts? No, O Nabi of Allah. Has he got money? No, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ali, take the janaza. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, no, Nabi of Allah, I promise, I will, inshallah, I'll make arrangements. Whether I have the money or not, I will investigate, and it's my word, I will settle his debt. But go forward and perform his salah. Nabi alayhi salam said, فَكَّ اللَّهُ رِهَانَكَ مِنَ النَّارِ كَمَا فَكَكْتَ رِهَانَ أَخِيكَ الْمُسْلِمِ لَيْسَ مِنْ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ يَقْضِي عَنْ أَخِيهِ دَيْنَهُ إِلَّا فَكَّ اللَّهُ رِهَانَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Tiyama rawahu fi sharh al-sunnah. Oh Ali, my dua is, may Allah save your neck also from Jahannam as you have saved the soul of your brother from Jahannam. And Ali, this is not exclusive to you. In the years to come till Qiyamah, any ummati defending the soul of any ummati settling the debt of any ummati, my word is with him. He settles his debt, I will hold him and put him in Jannah. So brothers, let us strike a balance. Those of us that Allah has given us, this is an opportunity. And those of us that are owing, I think that is the topic, and that is the message of the entire thing. Those of us that are owing, brothers. Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu had borrowed a lot of money. His creditors came to Nabi alayhi salam and said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, Muaz is owing us so much money." Nabi alayhi salam called Muaz, and Nabi alayhi salam sold everything that he owned. The riwayat of Miskat Sharif says, "Hatta qama Muazun bi ghayri shay'in." Nabi alayhi salam sold practically every item he owned, that Muaz stood up in such a way that he didn't even own the clothes on his body. Then Nabi alayhi salam says, "Still do you owe them? However, now I am asking you, be lenient with Muaz." The Sahaba say, if the creditors had to give recognition to anybody and give them grace, it would have been Muaz, because the Nabi of Allah interceded on behalf of Muaz. But the intercession came after Muaz had sold every item. Brothers, drop your standards. Rent a house and rent a car or do without it. The hadith is in Tirmidhi. Abu Huraira is the narrator of the hadith. Much time has gone, we'll end now. بادروا بالأعمال سبعة هل تنتظرون إلا فقرا منسيا أو غنى مطغيا أو هرما مفندا أو موتا مجهدا أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر أو الساعة فالساعة أدهى وأمر. Nabi alayhi salam exhorts us, and this is, I end with this hadith. Nabi alayhi salam exhorts us. Every one of us says that inshallah I'll pay, inshallah I'll change. The Nabi of Allah says in this hadith, make that moment and that day and that venue where you pledge to pay every man, this day, this moment, this venue. Why? Because the chances are seven situations can come and cripple you in such a way that you will die with the desire but you will never accomplish it. Nabi alayhi salam says, are you waiting that Allah must bring such poverty your way? Brothers, we've seen it with our own eyes. People who own empires, such poverty came their way that they didn't have food to put on their dastarkhan. Now that Allah has given us, spend it in the path of Allah and give it to those that we are in. Give them their share. Who knows? We're hoping today we'll make more money. We don't know what the future promises. Things could be going down. And in no way are we insolvent in the eyes of Allah. Perhaps we will not pay every man, but at least we will die on the path of pain. Perhaps the penalty will be lenient by Allah. At least we endeavored, we tried, we attempted. Or the Nabi of Allah saying, are you waiting for wealth which makes you rebel? It doesn't mean today we have wealth we will pay. Many people were owing, the day wealth came, they stopped giving zakat, never mind paying their creditors. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَئِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. A person by the name of Thalaba came to Nabi alayhi salam, oh Nabi of Allah, make dua, Allah must give me money. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said, what you got is enough. He insisted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Thalaba, look at me, I am poor, you don't find an example in me. Oh Nabi of Allah, please. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua. Allah gave him so much wealth, he had to start staying outside Medina. When the people came to receive zakat, he said, zakat looks like a penalty, go from here, I don't have zakat. The Quran says at that time when he denied, فَعَقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, hypocrisy penetrated into his heart. His relatives, you know, insulted him that how can you refuse to pay zakat? He came to Nabi alayhi salam and says, yes, zakat. Nabi alayhi salam says, Talaba, it's too late. Allah has now prohibited me from touching your money. Abu Bakr became the Amir. He brought the money. Yes, the money. Abu Bakr said, how can I look or touch that money which the Nabi of Allah refused? Umar radiallahu anhu took the reins of the Islamic empire. He brought the wealth before Umar. The point I'm stressing, start paying now. Brothers, drop our standards. If Allah has given us, by all means. But because he's driving a Z3 and he's driving a C-Class, we have to pull out a Mercedes. What will be the consequences? Those are wheels of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we heed these warnings and we take this into cognizance and take realization of this. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing and implementing these advices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both to the debtor and the creditor. Recite Durood Sharif. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على نيته وسره. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كالذي نقول ولك الحمد خيرا مما نقول. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من البخل والجبن، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا، وأنبتهم في الإسلام نباتا حسنا. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.